Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Sometimes you should heal, you can take a break. From a hot air balloon that could go to space. With the air, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Today, it is me, and I miss doing my show. So you will be hearing me, and I will get into some of the things I've wanted to tell you. First off, I don't know if anybody knows, but I am on podcast. If you go to iTunes and download Bonnie Albers On Air, I have over 300 episodes. You can take me on your phone, in the car, in the gym, and listen to all of my archived shows. If you don't want to take all of those shows, you can at least pick it up, and you don't have to then log in to the archives unless you want to log into the archives. But I am always being able to be taken on the go, whether it's your computer, your iPhone, anywhere. So please go to the little purple, it's a little purple square, and it has like a podcast sign. All phones have them. And download Bonnie Albers on Air, and you get me. I love it. It's like your own private station. I also do this for a living. I'm a counselor, a life coach. I'm a psychic, spirit, medium, and intuitive. And I love every gift I have. I try to help as many people as I can. I do readings and I do counseling. Of course, I do intuitive counseling, so it's always a reading anyway. But you can go to my webpage, www.bonniealbersonair.com. You know, that's my brand name. You can find me everywhere. The only thing is in the bio, what I don't have is I am now a columnist for Psychic Insight Magazine. It is an online magazine that's super cool. And I'm Ask Bonnie. Oh my goodness, I grew up with, I think, Dear Abby, and now I'm Ask Bonnie. So if you have any questions that you would like to see in print, go to www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. We're on our fourth edition. And go to the contact page and put in a question for Ask Bonnie. I would love that. And I absolutely love that profession that I've gotten. This is a new gift that I was asked to do. And, oh, my goodness, everything I'm asked to help is always, for me, so exciting. So please go and download that magazine, and you can, I think it's quarterly, so you can get it quarterly. They have great articles and everything. I'm also on Facebook. My name has changed, so I really don't think you're all going to find me if you don't have me yet, and there's a reason I'm not going to disclose it until after the 60 days that I have to use this name, or so, actually until March, I think. And it has nothing to do with me. It has to do with things that have happened on Facebook. And also, I am on LinkedIn, which then you can find me at Bonnie Mozener Albers. I'm on Twitter. I love Twitter. I have it on auto Twitter, so you'll get all my shows. And I love all of that. I do Skype. I also do Skype, so you can get me through Skype. My email address is on my website. If you need a reading or a counseling intuitively, you can go to the contact page. I'm also on YouTube, so you get to see what I look like if you're not Skyping me. And I haven't put anything up since June, but I am going to start doing my shows on YouTube. You're really just going to see me until I can figure out how to get my guests on too. But I am going to try to do some shows that are extra rather than what my normal daily shows are. You know, I'm a metaphysical talk show with audience participation, and I love that. So today, I have not been able to read my cards since I have all guests, and Mercury Retro has thrown my whole schedule for the last 3 weeks off. I've been sick. My guests have been sick. The show's been taken off. So I am hoping by Friday everything's simpatico, and you will see me back on same time, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and that is 1 to 2:30 p.m. And I do love all the authors and guests and every different gift people that I bring. Everybody's so interesting to me, and I bring them to you because I know you're interested in all kinds of gifts and metaphysics. Most of the people who listen, which I love, understand metaphysics perfectly. So today, and if you don't, you're going to learn a lot here, I think. I think when people think they're calling in for a reading, they actually listen to the whole show, which means they are really enjoying what we bring. So I resonate with the flower therapy deck, and today I pulled a flower therapy card. I pulled them yesterday and didn't, you know, get to tell everybody what they were because I had Annabelle Miller and Brenda Brand on, and we just got to talking and talking. So today I pulled these cards. It's so amazing because I always pull a flower therapy card deck for people who are listening, anybody in archives or on the line. It's going to resonate with all of you or some of you because the messages come. I ask Spirit to bring the messages that somebody or everyone needs for the show. And so what's funny is I go to my flower therapy, then I go to my life soul lessons cards, and then I pull a card from the tarot deck. It tells a story. It's amazing. So today I pulled the first flower therapy card is a begonia. It is patience. Oh, my goodness. How many of us need that, especially with Mercury retrograde that's turning direct tomorrow? So yay! This card says, your prayers have been heard and they are being answered. So this card, through this card, the angels are asking you to be patient. When you're calm, you're better able to hear the voices of God's loving messengers. They are with you and want to tell you that your prayers have been heard. Efforts are underway to make every moment to take every moment to answer your prayers. Know that you've been heard. The angels ask you to wait just a little longer. Focus on the affirmation. Everything happens in divine timing. OMG! I can't tell you, when people say that to me, I want to cry, because everybody wants things now. And we all know that things happen and unfold for a reason and at the right time. But boy, when you really are waiting for something, or you haven't had any, you know, luck, or you're really down on your finances, love life, all that, you think to yourself, divine timing? I mean, come on. So I have been shown time and time again, even in my life, that divine timing is better for you. The angels, guides, and masters, and your angels and guides are sometimes saving you from things that could happen if you do what you've asked before actually everything's been put on your journey to make you successful in all angles of your life. This card may also mean that people are testing your patience. If you felt interrupted or distracted by others, work with begonia to set up boundaries. This healing flower helps enforce rules so that everyone benefits. You may have important work to do, and it's best if you're given the time and space to complete it. It's time to release frustration, anger, and irritation. You'll soon be calmer and more peaceful. Others are attracted to your beautiful energy. How I love this card, patience. Just remember, many of us don't have patience, especially with life and serious issues in our life. But remember that your angels, guides, and masters and the divine want you to succeed, want you to be happy, and want you to succeed in your life lessons here. So know that everything happens in divine timing. And if you don't get something, it might be that it was better for you not to get it because something better is coming along. I'll give an example. So if you maybe were supposed to go and interview somewhere and you didn't get the interview, and you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and then another company comes along and gives you a job. Now, you don't think it's as prestigious, but you find out from somebody else that the company that was going to interview you was really not working in anybody's best interest, and therefore they don't like their position there, but you love your new job that you got a month later. So again, Spirit took you out of that position to save you the heartache from one either quitting, being disillusioned, or fired. So I love that. Just be mindful of divine timing. The next card I pull, y'all know, is from y'all. Some spirit must be here. Anybody that's out there, please take that, y'all. The soul's journey is life lesson cards. And, you know, I always say this. Well, I don't like always and never, but most of the time I say this. But usually it's always. I don't love the cards' names on the card, but I love their meanings. I think the meanings are much more important than the big word that comes out. Because sometimes I don't love that big word, but when you read the meaning, it's like, oh, yeah. So, again, this one is doubt. And I don't love this word, but listen to the meaning. I release the need to know all the answers. It kind of matches the card I just pulled in divine timing. You don't need to know all the answers. You need to have faith that what you want and how you want it is coming. It's impossible for the human brain to comprehend the mysteries of the universe. You are only consciously aware of three dimensions for a reason, and that is to learn to love without the full awareness of your connection to spirit. Everyone has his or her own personal path. Everyone has his or her own personal path to this awareness. And there is no right or wrong answer as long as your goal is to manifest the energy of love and compassion. The wisdom of the divine trickles into the physical dimension, and some of it will resonate and with your soul, and some will not. There are post signs that guide you to your correct path. And I'll give you an example of that because, oh my goodness, I see it all the time with people. In the wisdom, if the wisdom resonates with you and it seems right, then keep it. If not, release it back to the universe. Always be aware and mindful of the insights that your spirit guides and teachers put in your path. I can't tell you how, you know, people override by their ego what the right things on their soul path means. And sometimes spirit and your guides and your life have to be put back on that path. Here's an example. So if you are in a position or I'll use a relationship. If you're in a relationship that you just know isn't right, but you went into it anyway, Spirit's going to make sure that you are going to have the availability to get out because that wasn't your life path. Sometimes there are soulmates and sometimes there are life lessons and you have to go down that path. But when you are given signs not to and you do anyway, that's overriding your soul path and you've got to get back on it. I see it a lot with clients. I see it with people in general and I love that example. So the next card I pulled, which is really, they all tell a story from divine timing to don't doubt that you are going to be able to manifest what you want and that you don't need all the answers now because you're not going to get them. Because we only live in the third three dimensions, so we don't understand all that we know about spirit and how they work behind the scenes. The next card I pulled out with this is a major arcana card, or a major arcana card, the moon. The moon, I love it because it's my card. I'm a Cancer. And people go, oh, the moon, it's all about hidden secrets and all that. Well, guess what? Cancer isn't about that. But when you look at this card, it is a beautiful full moon, especially with this deck. It's just got all plants coming up, and in the end of the plants are little orbs of light. I love that. And you have a woman sitting with a crystal ball, and behind her is a fairy and the hermits. So what I believe this card is saying in this reading is that you have the insight. You've got to tap into that insight of the moon goddess energy to know how to move forward when you don't have all the pieces, because you need to look into spirit for some of your answers and assurance and guidance. So I hope this has been a enlightening reading for you, and I have so much that I need to share with you, and I love that we have the time. My daughter is just texting me from New York, so you'll have to forgive me, but I am going to go into the audience, and I'm going to take calls. And I just want you to know that when I do pull the cards, they all tell a story, and a story from the begonia, which is patience, to the card doubt, I release the need to know all. It's all in divine timing. To the moon, where you need to look introspectively. Well, that's the hermit behind. But you want to look at the unconscious for the answers. I just love this reading. So I hope somebody can resonate with it. And I just do want you to know, I've got some traveling to do. I think next week I'm going on vacation. I am going to be at the beach house. I will have my shows on. We still have Susan, the Akashic Record and Soul Windows lady, who is one of my dearest friends. And we became friends years ago when she did a reading for me. And I was asked if she could do the reading for me because there was nobody that signed up. Then after she did my reading, everyone signed up, and I did it as a favor. But I had got the best reading. Actually, there wasn't anything that good in it, but I was amazed, and we became very close friends. She is an author, and she's with me on Mondays. She will open your Akashic Records. She's the best around and really an excellent tarot reader also. So I am just telling, just give me 1 second while I tell my daughter that I am on air and I will not be able to handle anything that she's got in New York, but I'm hoping to go there for Christmas. So I'm going to go to the phone lines, 928. You are on with me. Hi. Hi.
Hi.
Hi. Hi. Who am I speaking with?
This is Athena.
Hi, Athena. How are you today?
I'm great.
What can I do? First of all, Athena, tell everybody where you're from.
Arizona.
You're in Arizona?
Yes.
I love Arizona. You buy the, like, vortexes and everything?
Yeah, close to it.
Wow. I don't know about you, but a lot of us have been hit with this Mercury retrograde because of that moon being 7 times as strong. We've all been hit with everything. I wonder what the energy over there is.
But it's okay. Like, I've been indecisive and stuff, but...
Oh, honey, yesterday I told somebody, usually I'm really good at counseling as far as making everybody feel good, but I could tell you, and I told this to yesterday, if you don't want to know the truth, don't call this week, because I haven't minced words, and I always tell the truth, but I usually do it in a softer way, and yesterday I just didn't. So you're going to have to excuse me, Athena, if you're going to, Athena, the goddess of love, which is Althea, but you're going to have to forgive me if I'm a little short. So what can I do for you today, or are you going to hang up because you're afraid of what I've got to say?
I guess general message.
Okay, I work with questions, because if I go for general messages, what happens is you and I will not be able, you'll get a general answer, and you're not going to be satisfied. So I work, and most of the people I work with on the air work better with questions, because it'll take me 20 minutes to pull out what you want. So just tell me, Althea, because I know you've got something you want to know. What would you like me to focus on?
Relationships.
Okay. So what I'm picking up is you are in a relationship, but it's not a relationship you're in. So what that means to me is you're picking up something. You want to like somebody, and you want to know if he likes you. And I feel like, have you heard from him lately? Because I'm not picking that up. Have you heard from him lately, Althea? Because I'm not picking it up. I'm picking up that you really like him and want him to, but I feel like there's nothing in between yet. So I feel like you haven't heard from him for a little while.
Actually, it's a more yes or no question, but I don't really want to, give details onto the situation. It has something to do with the month of October. So I guess my question would be, what we're planning on doing, if it's the right decision or not.
Okay, well, I'm going to ask my pendulum, because again, I know you don't want it on air is what I'm feeling like. And when you say that, it could be 100 million things, from it running away, eloping, getting married, cheating on another spouse. I can go on to dinner when it's the Hatfields and McCoys. I mean, I could go into a lot of things that you don't want me to really go into. So I'm going to ask my pendulum. So are you going? Can I have his name?
Can I give you his first initial?
Sure.
R.
Okay. Is R. Althea going to do the right thing, and are they on the right path and going to be doing the right thing in October? Okay. I knew this, and I wish that you would tell me what it is, but my pendulum is swinging to no, but it's a really low no, which means to me that there's other circumstances that are involved. So when I don't see it swing no, okay? When I don't see it swing really hard, no, it's not an adamant answer. So what it is telling me is that there are mitigating circumstances that they just aren't comfortable with right now. But it could be that you change your circumstances and it could go to yes. But what they're telling me is right now, how it stands, it's very, it's not going to work. So I'm going to say no.
Okay.
All right, Althea, it was nice talking to you. Have a great day, and I hope that I talk to you again.
Okay.
Hi, everyone. It is Bonnie. I am just really happy that I get to be here. And like I think I've told Althea, it is really weird, and they're not letting me pronounce her name right, and I don't know why. It might be, I'm not going to say it on air, but I do have to tell you that Mercury retrograde has just crazily done my brain to, like, I went from being really nice and sweet, and I think I am anyway, to really not wanting to mince words. And I know this is going to clear up because I felt better today waking up than I did yesterday, but it's affected all of us crazy different. And because I'm a moon, you know, I'm a Cancer and I'm affected by the moon, it is still being affected by that full moon, that blood moon that is like the pull of seven moons, which crazy is that I really didn't have the headaches and the body aches that a lot of people have had with this full moon retrograde. What I've had is a change in attitude. So please, I hope you will still stay with me. And I just can tell you that I hope that, like I said, I haven't hurt anybody's feelings, but it's so crazy because yesterday when I was on the show, actually, I called Brenda Miller and Annabelle Brand. That's her mom. I switched names up. And then I said, which is so cute, I said, it doesn't matter, mom and daughter, it's the same name anyway. But it's just crazy. I was just, you know, so I'm hoping by tomorrow that all of the energies for me start to settle down. I don't know if anybody else is being hit by this, but I know I have. And so I am hoping, like I said, especially next week when I have more of my guests, that I am able to give you the best advice. And I do feel like I do anyway, even when I mince words. I just don't like the energies of this retrograde. So I'm hoping next week we start with a fresh week. All of us will love when Mercury retrograde stops. Although if you hear people talk about Mercury retrograde, they say that we live half our life in Mercury retrograde. But what they don't realize is that this full moon, Mercury retrograde, was the fullest seven, the energy of seven full moons, and it was a blood moon. So it was really powerful for a lot of energy work. And with that retrograde, it just is just been crazy with a lot of us light workers. So I'd love to hear from you if you feel that you have been hit also. I do want to tell you that I do have a show on Monday with Susan Z. Tuesday, I am so excited because I think Gregory Scott's on. Wednesday is, of course, Ron Cole, who has been sick, really sick, my astrology guy. He's Dr. Ron Cole. He's been so sick from Mercury retrograde, he is bedridden. He can't get up. He doesn't have any energy. His face, he's got that neuralgia going. His foot hurts, which is really crazy because today I was supposed to have Candy on with me, Candy Emery Potter, Candy Potter Emery. She is angel speak. And she herself has the same symptoms, except for the face. So I am wishing all light workers and everyone a speedy and happy recovery from Mercury retrograde. And that's what I do want to tell everybody. So I do also want to let you know that I'm going, like I said, on vacation, but the shows will be next week. I have some new guests coming. One is Medium Gary. He's from the UK. Super cool guy, and I think he's a medium. I think you are going to really enjoy him. The messages are loud and clear. They come right at you, and I know he's going to be a really interesting guest for all of you. He's funny, he's light, he's articulate, and I just really like his energy. So I hope you all join me next week on Monday. I will see you Monday at 1 o'clock. Have a great weekend, and everyone take care. Please know that the Mercury retrograde has screwed up these shows, and I am back to my regular show time next week. Thank you. Bye.